is your Blog boy, Hot Talk Boy Radio. Yo, this is your boy, Hot Boy Ronald, back in the scene, and I'm with my man, Jay the Man. Jay the Man, let the people know what's up.
Hey, man, what up with it? It's your boy, Jay the Man. This mug right here. Hey, I just need to let y'all know. I just want to let y'all know what's going on with people just calling hard for people to trust people nowadays. Why is it hard for anybody to trust anybody whenever you put trust into them? That's the thing I want to know.
Yes, that's the number one question. And what's going on with the world? What's going on with the people? What's going on with the police? What's just going on? Like, right now, everybody getting on Kanye, but pray for the man. Pray for the man. And people over there in Chicago, when somebody's different, they're going to come over there and just bully. Why can't y'all pick on somebody your own size?
Please tell me that. That's the thing I want to know. Why is he bullying people? I don't like bullies, man. Like, that just ain't cool. You bully somebody, how would you like somebody to bully you that's twice the size as you? That's the thing I want to know. And you want to bully somebody you think is weaker than. Like, what's wrong with you, man? Like, come on, man. That's not even cool at all.
Tell them the truth, man. Because, and let me tell you this. People that has problems like bipolar or anything, I don't know what's wrong with these cops these days, but they going to ask for registration and everything, and they reaching for it, and then they think you have a weapon, or they come at you with some spray face, bear spray, or taser for no reason. And you don't know if she got help or anything. And y'all going to lose. I'm telling you this now. If the cops keep on doing this, they've been doing this for their whole life, so I ain't going to say that. If they keep on doing it, because they going to have revenge. They ain't going to have no respect for you. It's going to be like back in the day, like 93, when everybody had a rampage over there in Compton.
That reminds me of something. Kind of like Straight Outta Compton, man. How had those corrupt police officers, like, raiding NWA and everything. And not only that, like, it's starting to turn into a war zone. Like, police versus pedestrians versus them. There's always going to be a lot of gunshots. It's like, who did this or who did who? Or you should never did that to our own ancestors or whatever. Like, you so racist, blah, blah, blah. And you don't want to, like, you always want to take your own revenge on somebody that you think that's bad or whatever. But the thing is, you just don't know what they've been through, what kind of family they got. And you over there, like, messing their own family, and you just taking out their own family member. That's going to have some people feel some type of way whenever you try and start that stuff with them. Because really, you might think that you're doing this for pleasure, but really, you're hurting people, man. You can't be doing that to people.
Yes, and just like I hear a couple of days ago, I was watching World Star, having me a good laugh, looking at funny videos, the Stepdad versus Dad video. And I saw this other one. I saw this other video. And it's going on about race. Female, she thinks since Donald Trump is becoming president or a man, they get to say the word. The N-word. They get the N-word. And I was like, y'all think that's, like, cool now? Y'all can say that? Y'all think it's very cool? And then somebody got slapped the mess out of from a black person when he said the N-word, but he kept on saying it. But we over here, we African-Americans. I don't know what all these people saying, oh, what's up, my nigga, and all this and that. We African Americans, cause Dr. King.
That's that nigga moment they be having.
Yeah, that's that nigga moment they be having. They must have not been raised right. They must have been in the hood. They been hood, born from the hood. They gonna stay hood. But I ain't gonna. It's everybody. All racism is all racism. I don't know why everybody's getting negativity from themselves, getting to say the N-word, or getting to say to the white people, cracker, all this and that, or disrespecting the Hispanics. I don't know why we can't reunite together and solve this issue as regular people, as normal people, but everybody hurting each other, disrespecting each other, fighting each other for no reason, gang-related stuff. And it's just stupid to me. It's just stupid to me.
And you wonder why our generation is messed up. And
That's why Colin Kaepernick is sitting down on his knees, not pledging the flag because what's going on right now. Even Marshawn Lynch accepted. I respect my boy Marshawn Lynch.
Much respect.
So what's going on? What's going on in the world? Because since Donald Trump became president, it even got more crazier. People killing, grown people killing little kids over there in youth football. Little kids. Two of them died. Four of them injured. And
Thanksgiving, man. Now that's really fucked up. I thought you're just going to kill a little kid. A little kid that's starting life. And he probably don't even, like, know what's going on right now. But you just going to kill him? Man, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, man. Why would you do something like that? That just don't make no sense.
Yes. And they still haven't found the shooter. They haven't found him.
Wow.
But they'll find him. They'll know who it is.
Oh, yeah. We're going to find him.
That's horrible. Y'all doing killing. Y'all doing cheating right behind people's backs and everything. I'm not saying, in general, why are people hurting each other these days? Why are people, if a man or a woman loves you, and you going with somebody else, then why the hell are y'all together? Why?
That's what I want to know.
This person. Why? Why is y'all doing that to you? Why are you doing that to yourselves? Cheating with your best friend's sister, or your best friend finds your girlfriend at Walmart, and bang, 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 with another boyfriend, and you record them, and you tell your best friend, oh, that's my best friend. I can't let you do that. I got to show him this. I got to do this for him. Because you cheating, woman.
Oh, yeah, you fucked up. You done fucked
or
up.
Or your best friend, sleeping with your girl. And he's trying to ass naked, and the whole, it's on WorldStar. It's on WorldStar or YouTube.
Man.
But this one video that had got me. Oh, Lord Jesus. All right, the man had brought his girlfriend's parents over to the house to listen to the video, what she was talking about. Now, that girl, it was becoming her birthday. And the man is working hard every day to make sure she's good, safe, and taken care of. Have food on the table. Have clothes on the back. Have shoes every week. So this man puts a camera in his car, a recording system. And when he was about to get ready to go on out of town, she had other plans. She was thinking about
He basically, like, set that shit up so he could, like, make her look bad in front of her parents. And she shouldn't have been cheating. She did with different dudes, and then she thought that everything was going to be, like, all good and everything by keeping a secret, but he pulled that FBI move on her and just got her. Man.
Yep.
She was surprised, man. Like, trying to come up with excuses, man. Like, wow.
Yeah, I didn't sleep with him. "Oh, I love you." I don't believe that shit till I see it.
Get that shit out of here.
I wouldn't believe that shit if I see it. But I see it from my woman. I see it from mine. And Jay will see it from his one day.
Oh, yeah. You and I'm single.
But yeah, it's just crazy right now what's going on in this world. Let me see. The bullying. That's the next question that we're about to talk about today. Why different people come to school? They come to school. They new to school. Minding their own business. Doing their work. Doing what they're supposed to do. Walking home all by itself. Listening to music. The next thing you know, a crowd of people, students, teenagers, coming outside. Lays a lick on the boy. One of them lays a lick on the boy. Lay a hit. And the boy didn't even notice. And then the other boy, the bully, has to slam him, get him in the chokehold for no reason, because he's different. Mm. And he's from a different state. And this was in Chicago. And then the little boy. The little boy has to defend himself now. The little boy ain't gonna go nowhere and act like no little punk. He has to defend himself.
Well, I respect for that, because you can't just like let people just beat you down. You gotta like fight back no matter what, even if you like in a situation, even if you're by yourself against 100 people. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh yes. And plus, I got a question right here. I got another question. Yes, when you in like a different class, like resource class or anything, I don't know. I don't understand this. Why the other students get upset or don't come close to them and think they are stupid? They ain't stupid. They trying to learn. They trying to get their education like you are, but y'all being such a dumbasses, y'all ain't learning nothing. I tell you this. This what happened 4 years ago in class. A teacher asked him to write something on the board about the question, and this boy gonna write Thug Life.
Wow, that's messed up.
Got kicked out the class, and then next thing you know, I see a little boy, a young boy, learning, got some books in his hands, looking all stuff, looking like he's about to become a lawyer. And then, the next thing you know, the same boy that wrote Thug Life told him, "Don't come near him, or he'll fight you." Fight him for what? He trying to learn. He trying to do something with his life. You ain't helping him. You ain't helping him or nothing.
You just sitting there
on your panty, handy ass, and you ain't doing shit. Now that makes me sick. That makes me sick. People bullying in the football locker room, trying to be all gay. They do that gay shit over there in that high school, and that nasty shit. Huh? They do that gay shit. I don't understand where they get that from, but they do that nasty shit. And I'm not trying to I'm not trying to disrespect nobody that's gay or transsexual or none of that. I'm just saying they do some freaky stuff over there in that locker room in the football team. That's disgusting. Nobody don't want to do that.
Yeah, let's go on a break. You can reach us at 213-943-3820. Again, you can reach us at 213-943-3820. You can talk to us, Jay the Man, the co-host, and
Hot Boy Ronnie.
You can talk to Hot Boy Ronnie, the host, the main host on the radio show, Underworld Radio.
Underworld Radio.
I'll admit it. Watch your motherfucking tone, boy. Yeah, it hurt, boy. Here going on, motherfucker, that don't understand the concept of putting money first, boy. I'm about to hit you with the work, boy. I hate coming through sun on niggas that I know. That's the worst, boy. I'll admit it. You haven't been a man for like a minute. I told you that I'm in it for the long haul. You can really get the business. I'll admit it. Roll the switches, hitting switches. got me feeling like a ball hog. I don't pass it when I get it. I'll admit it. You too worried about the bitches. I got one girl, and she my girl, and nobody else can hit it. She'll admit it. She ain't fucking with you niggas. And just like every single other thing in my life, you can have it when I'm finished.
Why?
I hear the talk on roadies, I'm a shit boy. Phone call back home, shit is hot up in the six, boy. Shit, hot up in the six right now, shit. Hot up in the six, boy. Shit, hot up in the six right now. Come see us to get it fixed, boy.
Hey.
Black Benz on the road, boy. Already at the Rolls Royce. Sold a couple Bentley last week, them were my old toys.
Old.
I give a fuck about old boy.
Man, that boy old.
I give a fuck about the squad, boy.
Man,
I give a fuck about your mob, boy.
Old.
I'm the real six guy, boy.
Woo.
I'm about to say a true thing.
Yeah.
I'm about to say a true thing.
Yeah.
You was popping back when Usher wore a U chain. Goddamn, you changed. I put it on everything. It's a earth thing. It's a OVO come through merch things. I know you heard things. Bitch, I know you heard things.
Yeah, I know you heard things. Know you. I'm not new to this. Coming from the motherfucking sixth side. I'm not new to this. Niggas wouldn't make it on this side. I'm not new to this. I'm not new. I'm not new. Yeah, I know you heard things. Nobody really likes us except for us. Yeah. All I ever needed was a squad, so that's what's up. Yeah. My sound got the whole city away right now. Yeah. So I don't give a fuck about what anybody's saying right now.
Yo.
Was that Six God?
Yeah, I was Six God, man.
Oh, man. Bro, yeah, I didn't even know. I forgot I was still on the radio show. I was dancing to Six
hey,
God. Really? Oh, my God.
Man, you got lost for a second, man.
Man,
where you been out there, man?
Oh, man, I was dancing. I was dancing, but yes, we are back online. Jay, man, do you have anything to let the people know what we had, anything what we had to say about the trust issues, anything else?
Well, actually, yeah, I do got something to say. Like, the trust issue, like, let me give you an example of the trust issue. Like, when I had this girl, I ain't gonna say her name or nothing, but she was black, she had glasses on, plus she from Houston and everything. And, and now she live in San Antonio. She had trust issues with me, and we barely knew each other. Supposedly, we're supposed to be going out. And we pretty much, like, we couldn't really work out too good, but we kind of, like, had a little bad vibes, whatever, for each other. So the thing is, she, like, said that, oh, I'm kind of used to being lied to because I wouldn't come to San Antonio. Like, I live all the way in Austin. I'm not going to go all the way to San Antonio just to go see you because that's a lot of mileage, plus it costs a lot of money for housing. That's a lot of money. And if you can't, like, trust me on that, then why should we even be together? And I have to cut her off real quick because she just ain't the one. And I don't think she was the one for me because she wasn't really treating me fair and square like how a good dude supposed to have what a good girl is, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, I did the same thing. I had a little, I had trust issues. I had trust issues. I don't know why. Nobody just don't want to get hurt again. That's why. Nobody don't want to get hurt. Nobody don't want to go through the bull crap and all this and that. Oh, I should have did that. No. If you really love this girl or love that guy, you should trust them no matter what. Because y'all been together, y'all been through what is the most with each other, and y'all feel love for each other. No matter what, y'all got through.
Oh yeah, you right on that.
But what I'm doing right now, I ain't gonna lie. I had trust issues, but I'm working on it, and I'm getting help from somebody. I'm getting help, but it's not about me. It should be by everybody else. Everybody else should have trust issues. Because everybody will be talking, you shouldn't go out with this guy, or, oh, you shouldn't go out with this guy, or you dating that horrible guy, or, yeah, my lady told me that some people was talking smack right behind my back, but she didn't care. She still went for me. Well, I went for her. She still liked me, but, and I be having trust issues with my woman. I don't know why, but I'm gonna work it out. I'm gonna fix it, become a better person every day. So I'm keeping my head up, and that shit goes out for everybody else. If you find the one that you love and the one that never leave you hanging on, let you down, you should keep that person, man.
But exactly.
If they going right behind your back and doing some bullshit, you need to let their ass go.
Oh, yeah. Just like I do.
You ain't got time for no drama. You ain't got time for children. Because if they acting all that, they still children. They still children. That is the most, that's the sign of the devil right there. That's the sign of the devil, of the cheat. The sign of the devil. But if it's like, if you going somewhere, like if you going to a mission, like you, if you from the military, or if you are going to vacation, get you, or go on a meeting trip.
Right.
You ask your woman this. Do you want to be with me, or do you not? Because when I leave here, I don't want no bull crap when I come back.
Exactly. That's why I want it right there, man. Just work as a teammate, man. Just work as a teammate. Because that's the only thing I'm asking. Because one day, you could possibly make a family, have a own place and everything, making big time money. And hopefully we don't be selfish around here. We be fair and share and caring and everything.
Oh yeah, but if you have any fears, Jay, let the people know.
Right.
Do you have anything to fear?
Nah.
I fear nobody but God. That's what I do. That's who I do.
Amen. Amen to that.
Yes, but if you have something. But if you found somebody that's special to you, and you've been knowing each other for a long time, y'all should know by now.
Mm.
Stay with that person. Because when that person says, I'm not gonna do this, I'm not gonna do that, no. But if they cheat the first time, they're going to cheat again.
Oh, yeah, they will.
So, this goes out for anybody that is doing that cheating on with their best friend's girls, or messing around with your best friend's boyfriends or anything. Y'all need to stop that nasty. That's nasty to me. Y'all probably must be evil. Evil.
Man, you tell me that twice.
Girls going for boys' ding-dongs and girls, and the boys going for the girls' playhouse. y'all really need to slow down and be loyal for one. Because why you think Chris Brown be making that song, "These Hoes Ain't Loyal," or "Them Guys Ain't Loyal"? All of that.
Oh, yeah. You right on that, man. Because he's sending out a message for all the women out there.
Yes.
These hoes ain't loyal, man.
Oh, yes. If you're an independent woman or an independent man, that's what everybody wants in their life. That's what everybody else. That's what everybody want in their life, because most people, oh, I'm looking for a good man, or I'm looking for a good woman, but all of a sudden, everything changed.
Right.
You change your heart, you change what you wish for, and you change everything you have.
Oh, yeah.
So, all I got to say, all I got to say, had to do my little event. But, stay loyal, stay up, man.
Okay.
Once you pray for something that's good and it's been changing your life and you have a good vibe to it, and people are now starting to. That's what I mostly hate. That's what I mostly hate. I don't know why. I usually be a jealous man. I should not be telling y'all this, but I am a jealous man sometimes. But I do not like. Oh, and Jay, you will agree with me with this one. I do not like when nobody you haven't talked in months. Now everybody trying to be your friend. Trying to friend question.
Yeah, I hate
everybody
that, man.
Knows,
yeah,
and everybody that. And everybody knows that woman or that man is in a relationship. And the next thing you know, are you single now? Bad boys, like some people, I ain't gonna say his name, but bad people like, oh, what you doing? How you doing? What you doing? And we barely even talk to you. We don't even talk to you. I don't even like. But I do not like that stuff. I do not like that shit. But I'm not upset. But I will say this. I am a jealous man. But that's it. But if you love somebody that real and that real close, everything, we gotta work together. And just stick with it. And I want to introduce. Just stick with each other, no matter what. No matter what time it goes. But
yeah.
I want to let my boy Jay the man.
Go on, yeah.
I want to leave my boy Jay the man this message for y'all. Jay the man,
okay.
You got it.
Yeah, we only got like 30 more seconds on there before the show ends, but we still got a little more. Anybody want to lock a tea talk on the phone with us, you could call us at 213-943-3820. Again, it's 213-943-3820. Still, talk to the hoes. Hi, Barani. And you know who the co-host is, you know. Jay the Man. I hope y'all like some Bryson Tiller, because about to play some exchange, you know.
This what happened when I think about you.
I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways, got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my song. That's why I say the things that I say. That way I know you can't ignore me. But so, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me. Break it down. Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, had to then blow. I shouldn't have played no games with you, just leveled up my brain. Last time I saw you, we ain't speak. That was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do. Man, it's true. X has changed. Yeah. Hey. Guess you changed for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you ready, baby. So, so. Yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me. For real, Sean.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is you at 2 keys or 10 roof? Turn up, we on tell her we just getting loose. Baby, I'm low key feeling you. Don't be cynical, won't fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over. And again, the truth is, I ain't really here to start problems. Girl, I swear to God, them can't never say they got him. Know how bad you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing him? I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the wheel, got your. In my grip, college, make you wanna strip for them dollars. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you strolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you.
Exclusive.
World record!
It's a world record on B.
I'm flexing on, pussy nigga, try flexing on us. I whoop your ass like you sold something. Over like, and I hold something. I don't let them hoes hold nothing. Fake niggas wear fake chains with fake ice. That's cold front. Whoa, you don't do it like me, nigga.
No,
you ain't got like me, nigga.
No.
Got beef, don't talk, just do it.
No.
Get checked like Nike, nigga. Run the camera, my white tee, nigga.
Oh.
Make a movie like Spike Lee, nigga.
Oh.
If it weren't for the rat, then it back to the trap. White girl like Icy, nigga. Poppin' my G rollin'. I'm sippin' lean, slow motion. I'm high as fuck, but I'm swervin'. And I'm flexin' on them. Hulk Hogan, and we loaded. Young rich niggas. We don't fuck with no bitch, nigga. Probably fuckin' your bitch, nigga. Got a condo in my wrist, nigga. Like, whoa.
I glanced off of the space coupe, I'm way fresher than Tyson. That girl head so good, I had the nickname of Snaggletooth. I'm awesome, I'm gnarly, I'm a rock star, I'm way fly to you. I'm Kala, I'm Bungai, your girlfriend, I'm my bullseye. I got salute my plug. My plug, he made me rich. I got to salute my homeboy. They turn up in this bitch. It's just a bunch of bad girls in the club tonight. They wanna take a nigga home. They wanna go on that flight. I'm an astronaut and I'm an alien. And this car man is an immigrant. Them two though, they lift up in that turbo. That's a robot. I'm leaning. That drain taste like soda pop. Holiday, you got a classic, no Reebok. I'm in the game for the love of the hustle. Nobody out to get money, do it better than I. With a bunch of bad bitches and we traveling high. I've been the shit since Grove Park, Douglas High. Hollers on one bank, can't rip my side. While I'm hanging at the ride, quarter key on my neck. Everywhere I go, these bitches be on my nuts. I'm like, not her, booty ain't big enough. Them sucker don't do shit big enough. You don't like me, get them millions up. Otherwise, I can't hear you, bro. I say, otherwise, I can't hear you, bro. What you say, I can't hear you, bro.
Yo, we back on live.
Oh, yeah.
But the song was lit. Ain't gonna lie. Be coming up with some kick jams, you know? Boy, Jay the Man, you know? Shout out to my boy, DJ Twizzy. Yeah. But we might have to wrap this up a little bit, you know what I mean? But, yeah. If y'all ever got any questions or any answers or want to quiz us or whatever or touch at with us, always on Blog Talk Radio, sign up. It's for free. Nothing going to cost you or nothing. And if you want to like listen live, you can always call us at 213-943-3820. And you can pretty much like check in with us, just chill with us, you know. Your boy, Gentleman, and Hobo Ronnie, you know what I mean? Now we doing this month right here. Got anything else to say, Hobo Ronnie?
Man, I want y'all to have all of y'all. I wanted y'all to have y'all. I hope y'all had a great holiday, a great Thanksgiving, and everything, and I want y'all to stay yourselves, stay blessed, and always have God first, all day, and we love y'all, and we out.
We out.